All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I started to establish a supercut of Freebear singing. Like, he likes to sing on his own. And it's definitely still a work in progress. But the dude loves to sing on the show. And when he sings, the style of his singing is show tune-y. He's out when he sings, he always sounds like he's on stage doing a Broadway play. And he's hitting the notes, and he's big on the vibrato. I have a brief example of that. It's the beginnings of a supercut.
Vodka shots! I don't want to be here for this. That means five!
That's fantastic.
Vodka shots! I don't want to be here for this. That means five!
He's got some lungs. Especially that means five. I can't do that. Now, I think he can only manage like two or three notes. And he's baritone. But I thought that was strong.
Vodka shots! I don't want to be here for this. That means five!
Piano Finger Banger says, is that Pavarotti? Tofus says, stop! What, this?
That means five! Stop.
Or this?
Vodka shots! I don't want to be here for this!
Or this?
That means five!
Bob says, it makes me want to cancel my subscription. Ben Glaze says he did a good job at Johnny Cash songs. Tofus says, my fuck that voice. Can I call now, comma, please? Question mark. The multi-talented Rachel Kelso has responded. Ha ha ha, sure. A lot of Angry Joe fans are spamming Barstool about me getting Joe fired, which makes me nervous, but it is what it is, I guess. I wish people would move the fuck on. Well, let me reach out to you. You didn't get Joe fired. Joe resigned. You know, he retired. There's no you getting anybody fired.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. I hope I'm not getting you at a bad time. Are you like working or anything like that?
No, I have a break. Sorry, I was just in the studio and I couldn't talk very loudly. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. It's great to hear your voice.
I know. You too.
By the way, you didn't get Joe fired. He retired. Remember that?
That's a very good point. He did.
Yeah.
He left.
I mean, it was just a coincidence that you happened to show a post addressed to Town Square on your Instagram that somebody beat the shit out of you and they did nothing, and then he was never on the radio again. By the way, as I told you, you're live on the show, but you didn't do that. I mean, he just resigned.
Yeah. I mean, and that's very true that's what happened. I think the public discourse, though, I don't know if opinion will ever change against me, and you know, if that's the case, then that's the case, I have to accept that, but you know,
right?
I think people misjudge character all the time and don't know me and only think that they know who he was. Thank you.
No, absolutely. And what's interesting is what I have noticed is a lot of people are glad it went down the way it did, that he's not doing it, and a credit to you and all that. But there's still like more than a small amount of people. And I think as more time passes, isn't that weird that they're almost like turning on you?
Yeah, I think any move I were to make, period, people would say, oh, she's only out here to do this. When the ironic thing is that I'm actually good friends with every other one of my exes. And this is never, I mean, it's not a dream to do that to anyone, but I feel like, you know, I was at a time in my life where I was getting other messages from other women and just felt like someone's got to say something, and I'm okay being that person. You know, if it means something for the greater good. And, you know, I've having worked in radio myself, a microphone is a privilege. I've said this before I dated him, after we dated him, being on the air is a privilege in and of itself. You're broadcasting to a wider net, whether you're syndicated or not. So to have a mic and abuse the power of it and your persona, I think is not only wrong, but it's incredibly dangerous, whether it's about relationships or spreading false information or, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, that was another, I think, piece of it that I understood that a lot of people don't. And, you know, they think, oh, I met, you know, this host at an event and he was so nice to me. That does not always mean that they're a nice person, you know, and we all have faults, but there is a pattern of behavior that needed to be, you know, stopped, but also acknowledged. And I think it's kind of sad that people still hang on to something that happened so long ago. And it's like, let everyone move on, Joe included. Like, just let it go.
Yeah.
Like, we've all moved on. I moved on living my life. And, you know, that's why when I see that people are so upset about this, I'm like, I didn't even know that TikTok would even make it to Barstool, period. But I do have a date with Zach, and I'm very excited for it. I think he seems like a very nice guy. And, you know, like I said before in my text, my intentions are pure, and I'm an honest person. If people don't want to believe that, that's okay. But, you know,
yeah, I got the impression. I mean, I'm really invested in this. I had never seen or heard anything about the show. I really don't have a lot of time to watch a lot of shows, but I really liked their approach, and I really liked him. He seems amazing to me. I really like that kid. And then, yeah, this whole thing is fun. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to hear the update.
Thank you. You know, and I also think that being in radio, I have a little bit more gut to do something like that. You know, like even put it out on. I've never asked a guy out ever in my life. So the fact that it's even gone like this is so crazy to me. But you get the exclusive, Zane. I'm going to give you the exclusive. We are going out on a date tonight. So tonight's the date, and I will update you as I have them.
Oh, we're going to be watching. You know what I like too is that's my introduction to the show, the conversation with Zach about you after you sent the TikTok. And they all seem to be pretty cool dudes. Do you have you been following that show for a time leading up to this?
It's funny. My college boyfriend loved Pardon My Take. So, but that was back when they had that song Electric Avenue as like their theme song. And so I'd loved it when he put it on because I would dance to Electric Avenue, and then he'd listen to all the sports. I always thought that they were funny, but I never followed it the way, you know, I'm just not a big sports person. I work in fitness, and so when I'm one-on-one with so many clients, the last thing I want to do is go home and like listen to a podcast of like 2 hours of more talking because I hear myself talk enough. So I'm not like fully up to date. The most I've seen actually is just their TikTok clips. So every time I go on TikTok, I'd see these clips of Zach, and he's always saying something like hilarious, and it's just his vernacular is very funny. And humor is the way to my heart. And I think that was part of why, you know, Joe was so attracted to me too at the time, was he was so funny.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm excited, but, you know, like I said before, after working in radio for some time, you also kind of learn that like personas can sometimes be a little bit, not necessarily exaggerated, but, you know, ramped up a little bit for the show purpose. So I am excited to see how Zach is one-on-one and not on a mic and with a camera in his face. But no, he's so funny. And I do, like, the guys are hilarious on that show. I do think that they're awesome. But like I said, outside of clips from TikTok, I'm not, like, following the show or, you know.
I've got one more question. I got one more question for you. I wouldn't be doing my job if I asked this, but there are people who have said that with you dating Joe and then this going, that it seems like you're a clout chaser. Now, I don't think that you, and you know that, but I have to ask that because I think you can kind of shoot that notion down with your response.
Yeah, I mean, definitely not. First of all, if we're talking clout, let's think about aiming a little bit, higher for some clout, even with Joe. Like, it's a Michigan radio station that happens to be syndicated in smaller markets. So if we're talking clout, like, wouldn't you think I'd be going for someone like Bobby Bones or, someone like that? Like, come on, same thing with that. And it's no hate on Zach. He's newer. You know what I mean? And, also, I have not applied to work in radio since I left radio. I got asked by Justin at the time to interview for his show right after I left my job here in Chicago. Since then, though, I have been completely full-time fitness pretty much ever since. So, to make it like I'm trying to get some job at Barstool, which is also just so not up my alley as a person and as a woman, like, no hate to them, but it's just not my thing. I think it's kind of a reach, and also I believe that internet talk and comments and negativity feels very loud when you're reading it and when you're, like, viewing it all, but really in the grand scheme of things, no one knows who I am. I don't think enough people really know who he is outside of the people who do listen to the show, and so that's what maybe makes it seem like, oh, there's all this clout, but that's not what it is at all. I put a TikTok on and didn't even think it would get to him, period. Thought it would just be funny. My friends would laugh at me and then we'd all move on, right? But here we are, and I got a date out of it. So
good.
The haters can hate, but yeah. I'm going out tonight with Zach, and that's what matters. So.
You have fun. You're going to have so much fun, and I can't wait to watch it all unfold. You guys will have a great time.
Thank you. I mean, I'm just looking to have a good time and meet him and get to know him. And more than anything, like I said, I have a second TikTok where I updated people that we were going out. But, like, I'm just trying to meet someone who's nice, someone who's friendly, someone who's kind, someone with a good sense of humor, a good head on their shoulders. And sometimes you got to shoot your shot to find it. Even after dating Joe, I have not had a lot of great experiences with guys. So I'm like, if I'm going to take the bull by the horns and ask Zach out myself.
Hey, you never know. And I'm impressed with your ability to extend yourself like that. And not everybody would do that. No, you've taken a lot of knocks, Rachel, but you're still swinging. You're still smiling and everybody loves you.
Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate your support as always. And, despite everything that happened, I do hope that, Joe has moved on with his life, gotten the help that he needs, and finds, real peace, real happiness. I do genuinely hope that. I don't want anyone else to get hurt or feel hurt. There's no vitriol on my end. It's personal healing that has to be done, and I think the listeners clearly have some healing to do still. So,
Okay, Rachel. good luck with the classes today, and thank you for taking the time. That's really special. I appreciate this
much. I appreciate you calling, Zane. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that was awesome. She was great. What a goddamn legend. Badger says, Joe's busy running radio stations. We all know that. Oh my God. Donut Dan says, sounds like she's tired of screwing around with the bad boys. And is looking for a good guy now. Good for her. I hope this guy is that for her. Yeah. I like the fact that it's just, easy does it. Just go out, have a good time. He seems like a sweet dude. Watch him. Watch it turns out he's a psychopath. Patrick says, magnificent. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that. Lucked out. She is very nice. Very nice lady. Everyone has the God-given right to the truth, says Jeremy. That's one of the few things I believe everyone is entitled to. Joe's job allowed him to broadcast what he wanted, the truth to believe, and EZ is the only one who gave Rachel the opportunity to do the same. You know, I think, I might be mistaken, but I think that is the first time that she's ever spoken on this show. I had a lot of conversations with her in the past, but I don't think she's ever really spoken. So I think that was the first. Yeah, she's good. She's good. Whatever it is she's doing, she's good at it. You know, I mean, instructing the classes, and you got to be able to know how to communicate, and she obviously does. Outstanding. Yeah, I'm a fan. I am invested. Holy shit. Come on, Zach. Those two are going to have so much fun. Very cool. Jeremy says I just found a supercut that I made, but I never sent.
My name is Jim.
Okay. Rebecca says, I believe this is the first time I've heard her speak. She sounds so very sweet. Thank you so much, period. She sounds older than she is. When I say that, I mean she sounds more wise than a typical 25, 26-year-old. Alan says, Kelly is going to be pissed to hear you talking to her friend. You know what is interesting about that? And I almost asked it, but I didn't think it would have flowed in the conversation. Because first we addressed the people hating on her. And then we talked about the kid and the date and all that. And the clout chasing. She answered that. In my brain, I was like, should I ask what I want to ask? And the question was, and I think it would have put her on the spot and she would have felt bad about it. And I didn't want to do that. For 1 year after, for 1 year time from when they broke up, Thanksgiving, Joe, Chicago gangs, blame EZ, to Rachel's Instagram post, for 1 year, was Kelly and was Free Beer and Hot Wings and were Free Beer and Hot Wings aware of that Thanksgiving moment the year prior? And if so, what was the predicament like when it comes to in that room? Was there conversations? Why didn't anybody raise a hand to defend you? What I'm getting at is, did Kelly, Free Beer, and Hot Wings enable Joe the same way it's allegedly happened that Town Square enabled him? You get what I'm saying? Were they aware of something awful that happened and said nothing? Because that's weird. Piano Finger Banger says, hold up, isn't Joe like 40? Yeah, he's over 40. Rachel was much younger than he was when that was all going on. She was like 21. You know? All right. So anyway, I in my head, I wanted to ask that, but I said, better not. We address the weird shit, and I don't want to go from weird shit to positive shit to weird shit to more weird shit to the weirdest shit. You know, put her on the spot like that. She might still have a relationship with Kelly, and I like talking to her. So if I made her feel bad about that or made Kelly look worse than she does when she speaks, well then. That I might not be able to talk to her anymore. You know what I mean? She might say, all right, fuck you. I don't want to deal with that. This is the supercut that our pal Jeremy made.
My name is Janelle, and my...
What happened? Hang on. I think I got to download it. But that was a good time. That was a good conversation. You're right. That is kind of like a scoop, you know. I found out first. Easy got the word out that the date is happening. This is a 22-second supercut. All it says is Kyle.
My name is Janelle, and my future husband-to-be is Kyle Duty.
Kyle.
Oh, my brother Kyle and I, man, we need to catch up. Kyle.
Yeah. That's a new thing. Just scream random shit out. And that's a fine example of that. I guess the brother's name is hilarious when you say it like that, and then do it every time that name happens. Donut Dan says, I like for her that she wants to move on with her life. Tophus says, I thought you were fair with her. Alan says, she's 28, just like me, Zane. It's cool. Give her a break. Oh, okay. So, is she older than Jack? Jack was born in 97. 97, 07, 17, 20. So, Jackie's will be 29. Oh, yeah, so they're right about the same age, 28. I don't know why I struggled so hard to figure that out. Aram writes, it's funny because they all said the name Kyle. Ben Glaze says they are insufferable, just like the Mando ads and texting cuties to vote for free beer. Alan says, okay, so I'm the same age as Jackie. Yeah, but that's weird because I don't think she had sex with four dudes like you had sex with four chicks. God, that would be weird. All right. I almost got my ass kicked by Jackie the other day. I don't want to say why she was pissed off, but we had a birthday celebration for your old pal EZ. On Sunday, actually, EZ and the NFK, we did our birthday celebrations a bit late, but that was the only day everybody could get together. But for a reason that will remain not known, Jackie was pissed at me, and I kind of was expecting it. And so she walked in, and she had a look in her eye, and I said, hey, and she goes, hey, and I go, everything okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm mad though. I can't believe you. And then she said blank, blank, blank. And then Jim made a crack because it was me. It was Jim, myself, Jackie, Jim, and me. So it's Jim and I sitting at the table and Jack walks in and you can tell she's pissed. And then he made a crack about her being pissed. Something like, yeah, well, it's his birthday. He can do what he wants or something like that. And she goes, you want me to leave? And we both, Jim and I both look at each other and I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. She's on the verge. She's on the sheet. Okay. You got that one in. All right. You got that out of your system. Now let her be. Leave her alone. And so he just looked at me with this look on his face. And I looked at him with, like, don't say shit. Alan says, Dad, I gotta go. By the way, in all the time that I've been publishing shit, lost Zane recordings, something to listen to while I'm away, if any of you come across the clip of when the car got ditched and Jackie called me to bitch that Jim ditched the car. It's an amazing clip. I need that. So if you could time stamp that to me and let me know when it appears, if you happen to hear that. And that was when she screamed, Dad, I gotta go. It's fantastic. Donut dances. That was the best clip ever. Piano Finger Banger says, did she stand up and show everyone her boobs before storming out? No, no. Thank God. But thank you for that. All right. Kind of just taking my victory lap, basking in the afterglow after the amazing Rachel Kelso made the appearance and announced that the date with Zach from Pardon My Take is happening tonight, July 16th. Very fun. And we'll be following updates both with the show and with her. I'm here for it. I am here for it. All right. I think I'm going to take a quick break and come back with more. How does that sound? We got plenty more to do on this show, a lot to talk about. Before I do take that break, though, it's important for me to talk about some of my great sponsors that help make this show possible. And one of them is Kuiper Tree Care. So if you are in West Michigan, and I don't know if you can hear my neighbor's lawnmower. He's got one of those zero turns. Jesus, so loud. And you have a tree that you want to get rid of. So tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, storm cleanup, tree pruning. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. You can also call or text, and they will help you out. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. You hear how loud that thing is? I swear to God, he needs like one of those, a fin, like on the super modified cars at Berlin to keep that thing on the ground. It wants to take off on him. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Speaking of Berlin, there's racing this weekend. BerlinRaceway.com. They're a great bunch over there. You have until Thursday at 11:59 p.m. to get your tickets for $15. After that, they go up by five. So get them beforehand. 15 and under free. Parking free. You can bring in your own snacks in a bag or a cooler, just as long as it's 12 by 18 or smaller. No glass, no booze. BerlinRaceway.com. Thank you to them. King's Room Barbershop. Get yourself a haircut for $21. Three West Michigan locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and 821 36th Street. KingsRoom.net. That's where you go. They can do anything, more than just a haircut. You want some color, maybe some beard care, whatever you need. And it's not just for dudes. All dudes get their hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, and chicks who like short hair. They do style short hair for chicks. Like Deidre, who cuts at King's Room at 821 36th Street. Prettiest short girl haircut you will ever see. I'm not a short hair fan, but I'm a fan of her short hair. There are some styles that I'm like, oh my God, absolutely beautiful. I shouldn't say that I'm not a fan of short hair. I'm just such a big fan of long hair that I prefer longer hair. But short hair is pretty too, you know? Or maybe you're like a hardcore lesbian and you want a haircut like a dude's, you get it at King's Room Barbershop, all right? I said to Maddie, I go, so you're a lesbian, right? And she says, yeah, my daughter. And I go, why don't you get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop? She goes, no, I like long hair. I'm a long-haired lesbian. I go, oh, okay. So I go, well, what about Ash? And she goes, transgender man. I go, your husband. I go, well, then have him get his hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. What the fuck? All right. So if you're that dude, chick who likes short hair, lesbian who likes short hair, transgender man, or transgender woman who likes short hair, they do it all at King's Room Barbershop. Bob says not everyone can rock the pixie cut. That's true. Okay, stay put. I got to use the boys' room. Okay. Where were we? Okay. Bob says, I wish I could hear silence. Probably the reason he has the zero turn thing is so he can make crisp corners on the cross in the front yard. Sorry about the silence. You can totally hear that lawnmower. This isn't really much of anything, just something that I sent to myself to share. I just had this ring repaired. My friend Keith Terwilliger owns a company called Wexford Jewelers in Cadillac, Michigan. So years ago, I took Pooh Bear's mother's wedding ring after she died. And I had the stone, the diamond removed from it. And the gold and everything was made into another ring. And this is the ring that I had made for her. It was a custom job. It was awesome. The diamond in the middle is her mother's wedding ring, surrounded by, those are peridot stones. And then there's diamonds around those and diamonds on the band. It's a family heirloom for years to come. But one of the fucking peridots fell out because the cock that I had make the ring must have been shitty. So this company, Wexford Jewelers, not a sponsor. They're a sponsor of the radio show on Q100. I was talking to the guy. I go, hey, buddy. Yeah, I got this ring. And he goes, well, get it to me. So I sent him the ring, and this is the finished product. Is that not the most beautiful thing in the world? I'm not much of a jewelry guy, but the shape of that, and I guess credit to the first jeweler who made it, and the I don't even know the significance of the peridot. I don't know why we went with the peridot. I think there's something to that. I got to call Pooh Bear and ask her. She's in the other room.
Hello?
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
I was just showing off the ring that got repaired.
Uh-huh.
Why is the peridot on there? Why did we go with the diamond surrounded by the peridot stones?
The green, that's my mom's birthstone.
Okay, yes. So this is a family heirloom now.
Yeah, because that's my mom's old engagement diamond and then her birthstone.
Oh, my God. And this thing has been, do you remember when the stone fell out of it? I mean, what the hell?
No, I don't remember. One day I looked down, I was gone.
You were heartbroken.
Yeah.
Was that a long time ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Years ago now.
Why did we need to get it? We never got it fixed.
I know. I don't know why.
All right. Well, it's fixed now, and I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we go up north.
Yeah. It's going to be an adventure. How many sticks do you think I'm going to pick up when we are there?
Oh, countless. You won't even be able to keep track.
I'm so excited about this.
I bought you some socks, though.
You were bitching because the socks I wear get filthy when I'm working.
Yes.
Because they're white.
Right, and even when I bleach them, they don't come clean.
Yeah, this is what old couples do. They get, they have these moments like this.
Yeah.
So you got me dark socks to wear.
So I got you black, what do you call them, foot socks? Is that what you call them?
Yes, black.
And
black,
then black long ones, too.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wear with your Crocs.
Yeah. Cut down trees with Crocs on. The whole deal. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You won't believe. Okay. Hey, you won't believe who I just got done talking to live on this show.
Who?
Do you remember a guy named Joe Gassman?
Yeah.
Do you remember the girl named Rachel? Now, Rachel was the one who she posted on Instagram. She didn't name any names, but she said, why is Town Square keeping my abuser on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
And then the next thing you know, Joe suddenly retires from radio. And I had a lot of conversations with her.
Uh-huh.
She's in the news again.
Oh, dear.
No, but it's good. It's hilarious. I'll tell you all about it when I get off this show. Everybody's up to speed here on the show, but because I don't want to repeat it, but I'll tell you when I see you.
Okay.
And she's very sweet. I just had a conversation with her. She's very, very nice. Everybody loves her.
That's good. Well, nice. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it.
Have you talked to what's-her-face lately?
Ashley?
Yeah.
I haven't. What? I think we might have shared a text or two. You know, she's like really driven, I guess, in her business, her line of work. I'm not exactly sure what she does, but she works for some dude who's got a ton of money. And she's really aggressive in the job. So I guess she's doing great. I was talking with Amy. I don't know if you've ever met Amy here. I met her at, we were face to face. Yeah, you've met Amy. When you and I were at the Beltline Bar, Amy and Ashley hit it off.
Oh, okay.
She runs the marathons.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking with her at the pinball event. She's pretty close with Ashley.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great.
See ya.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. Pooh Bear making an appearance. Saint Gaslight. Oh, that's a great nickname. Badger says 1 week at Fear Bunker North equals 3 or 4 easy injuries. Chris says, yes, black socks with Crocs. Bob says black gold toe is the way to go. Piano Finger Banger says, definitely need the long ones to prevent ticks. Stevie says, foot socks as opposed to the other kind. No, 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 a foot sock. I'll show you. This is a foot sock. Right there. That is a foot sock. It just covers my foot. That's what I'm saying. Stevie says those are footies. No, it's a foot sock, cock. Rebecca says, dude, does he do lots of custom jewelry? Does he have a store with inventory to shop? I love buying myself jewelry. Well, yeah, what he does do is you go to, it's a freebie for him, WexfordJewelers.com. And he does a lot of his business the way, like with people far, far away. So you can either shop online or you can just call him up and tell him what you want. And then they'll CAD you something and give you a design. And then you're like, oh, I like that, but take that away. And then the next thing you know, you've got a custom piece. So, yes. Becca Shea loves the ring. Ben Glaze says, that's a good-looking ring. You want to ask me to marry you. Megan says, August birthstone. I love that. Rebecca says, it's gorgeous. All right. I want to talk about the 114-year-old marathoner, Faja Singh. He ran the New York City Marathon, I think. No, he ran the Toronto Marathon when he was 100. He's out of India, the country of India. He is a practicing Sikh. Here he is at 100 running the Toronto Marathon. The Guinness Book of World Records did not honor him and did not allow him to win the title of the oldest, you know, have that record. And that was shit because he didn't have a birth certificate. He had a passport. So Faja Singh, that had to do with the fact that his passport showed his date of birth with a letter from Indian government officials stating that the birth records were not kept in 1911 back then. Well, he's 114 now. And he won't live anymore. He will not get any older because somebody killed him. He was out for another goddamn run at 114 years old. And he crossed the street and some motherfucker ran his ass over. He's totally dead. Local media in India reported that Singh sustained severe head injuries. He was his nickname was the turbaned torpedo, which is great because he runs while wearing a turban, or he did run. This is horrible. He was crossing the road in his native village near Jalandhar in Punjab. Taken to the hospital, he died. His London-based running club and charity Sikhs in the City confirmed his death. This is remarkable. And like I said, ran that marathon in 2011. And they didn't, I mean, it seems like there's always bad shit happening to this guy. He trains for it, and at 100, he wins it. They don't even recognize it. Now he's dead. And the way he got into running is extremely fucking unbelievable. By the way, Fajah Singh was a torchbearer. He ran with the torch for the 2012 London Olympics. You want to talk about being a late bloomer? He did not start running until he was 89 years old. So, I mean, think about all of you disgusting audience members that are sitting around doing nothing and like, oh, I can't run. He was 89. You're fine. Get your fat ass out there and move, fuckhead. He was 89, and this is how he dealt with depression. His wife and son died in quick succession in India. I don't know if it says how the wife died, but the son, it was bad. I'm getting this right off of the ESPN article. Fajah Singh and his son, Kuldip, were both farmers, and there was a storm happening, and they were checking on the fields? I don't know. When a high wind gust grabbed a piece of corrugated metal, not making this up, you can see it right there, and flung it into the air and decapitated his son. My God. What a grisly, terrible thing. It took his head right off in front of Fajah Singh. He has five other children, but they all had left. They had emigrated to another country. And so, after the son got his head cut off and the wife died at 89 years old, he was all alone. That doesn't say much for the other five kids. Did they not go back? And I mean, he's 89 at this point. They say, oh, yeah, fuck you. He didn't think his life was worth living without his son, said his coach, Harmander Singh. Same last name. He went to live with his youngest son in London, so he moved. All right. That's where sports enthusiast Singh attended tournaments organized by the Sikh community and took part in sprints. At 89, he starts sprinting. My God. He met some Sikh marathon runners who encouraged him to take up long-distance running. One day, he saw a marathon on TV for the first time and decided that's what he wanted to do. At the age of 89, in year 2000, he ran the London Marathon, his first. He went on to do eight more. His best time was 5 hours and 40 minutes in the 03 Toronto Marathon. That's pretty great. I mean, I did one. The first marathon I did was actually before I started doing triathlon. So I did not train appropriately. I think my longest run was like 15 miles maybe. And I did it in 4.5 hours. So, you know, considering that, he did it in 5 hours and 40 minutes at age whatever it was in his 90s. He ran, this is impressive too, his last competitive race in 2013 at the age of 101 was in Hong Kong. They had a 10K in Hong Kong. And he did the 10K in 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 20 seconds. All right, so that's pretty much like walking, I think. All right, that's like, I don't know, like 23 minutes a mile. That's pretty shitty, actually. I don't know if you can say that he ran. If someone does a 10K in 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 28 seconds, that's horrible. So I don't know if I'm impressed with this shit now. But he's 101, so all right. Still, even if he were to walk, if a 100-year-old man, like when he did that marathon in Toronto that did not get recognized, if you're 100 and you can move to the end of the driveway and back, I think that's impressive. So walk, run, doesn't matter. He got it done. Amy says, easy, he's 100. You can't be. She's right. I'm here complaining about his times. So, yeah, you're right. He is 100. I think I can beat that time, though. Like, if things keep going well for me, I'm on the comeback trail now. I don't know if you know that. But if things go well for me, I think there's a pretty good chance in 45 years that I can kick this guy's ass. And then I can be, so 45 years from now, I'm 55 now. That would be the year 2070. Wait a minute. Yeah, because I was born in 1970, and then you add 100. My inability to do that math quicker is not lost on me or anyone else. The fact that I tried to do that problem the hard way by just adding 45 to 55, when all I had to do really was go to the year I was born, 1970, and make it 2070. Jeremy, with a great question. I'm still curious if the son survived his injuries from the corrugated steel. It's a great question. You have to ask, is he okay? Yesterday, I headed out on the road to run my 3 miles, and I think I'm going to start to make sure that I drink more water during the day on the days that I run, because I got so goddamn thirsty that with a half mile to go, I just stopped and walked it in. But I was running hard. Hard for me is what I'm about to tell you. I was on a pace to get that 3 miles done and just north, probably about 30 and a half, 31 minutes. For me, that's fast. But I had I established this. I was going to run 3 minutes at like 10K pace, which is not that fast. But so slower than 5K, but a pace that I can sustain for a fairly long amount of time. 3 minutes at 10K, maybe a little slower than 10K, and then 1 minute jog. After I did that, when I got to about 2.5 miles, like, God damn it, I'm tired. I am exhausted. I'm going to walk. So I stopped. And I wasn't happy with that, but I said, fuck it. I'm just going to walk in. Walk it in. Amy says the heat and humidity terrible. It makes it super hard to run. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Piano finger banger's getting physical. I pumped some iron yesterday after a couple weeks off, and today I'm sore as fuck. Yeah, I got to start doing some strength exercises too, without a doubt. But I feel good. That's 2 days this week now that I've gotten that run in. And I can finish out this week with 9 miles if I play my cards right. That's a lot for me. All right. Anyway, rest in peace to Fajai Singh, dead at 114. Adam Kasari is the realtor of choice on the show. If you want to sell a home in Grand Rapids or you want to buy one, Adam Kasari Realty is who you need to reach out to. 616-914-4061. My logo is on his limited late model race car at Berlin Raceway. And I got a lot of ad time this past week because Adam would drive and then untouched, his car would be spinning around the track. And I'm like, what are you doing? What happened? And then he'd get it righted and then they'd restart. And then 3 laps later, it's spinning around the track. I'm like, what are you doing, man? 616-914-4061 for Adam Kasari Realty. TC Paintball wants you to book a paintball event today. Head to their website, tcpaintballgr.com. Good group over there. They'll help you get started. And all you need to do really is come as you are. I wouldn't wear nice clothes. If you do, you can buy some coveralls. You can do that. You pay one fee. You get the paint. You get 500 paint shots, you get the gun, you get the mask, and you get the good times, the field time, outdoor, indoor, at TC Paintball, a true destination for paintball fun in the great state of Michigan. Finally today, Frank Fuss from MyPolicyShop.com. If you are in between jobs, or perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, or you own your own business, then you need to get your insurance through healthcare.gov or the marketplace. When you do that, Frank will take care of all the necessary steps to make sure that you do the right thing with the right policy for you at no cost. Frank's services are free. Find out more information at buyinsurancehere.com. Actually, when you go to buyinsurancehere.com, it's a form, name, address, phone number. Frank will then reach out to you and schedule your meeting, whether it be a face-to-face meeting or over the phone or Zoom or your house or his office or coffee shop. It's that simple. Asshole of the day today. Cole for ridiculous comments. It could be the people ripping on Rachel. Donut Dan says Thor Motor Coach. Rebecca says Saint Gaslight. Ah, what the hell? Why not? Rachel may be forgiving, but I sure am not. It's got to be Producer Joe. There you go. Congrats. It's been a while since you've earned that. That is my time today. As always, you guys were great. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you a little later on in the Patreon. Have a good one. Till next time. Bye-bye.